Patrons and staff alike are clinking their glasses at Strathcona North, as the taproom has finally received its full liquor license. That means patrons can now order pints as they please, in contrast to the one drink maximum that's been in place since the North Vancouver business opened in Lonsdale Quay last September. And the restaurant is using the momentum to expand its operations, adding a cocktail list to its menu and brunch service in March. While enthusiasm is now bubbling over, it's been a bit of a rocky road to get there, explained Jonquil Parisian, Strathcona Brewing Culinary Director and lead on the Strathcona North project. Last summer, she was going full steam ahead with her staff to ready the business for launch. With any sort of new restaurant opening, you're always getting a bunch of surprises thrown your way, Parisian said. One major curveball was a delay in getting their liquor license processed. At the end of July is when I was told that it was still waiting to be put in the approval process, she said. They told us at that time that it could take anywhere up to 3 months. It took around 6 months in the end, Parisian said, adding there were further delays due to the Canada Post strike and holiday hours in December. During the waiting period, explaining the one drink maximum to customers was a tough sell, she said. We tried to sort of be really engaging and explain to everybody coming in how this is the initial license that we have, Parisian said. It was a tough go for the staff to be able to try and stay open through this and be as open about it as possible, it really was. Business looking forward to construction wrapping up at Lonsdale Quay. But when the full license came through in January, she and her team were thrilled. It's really boosted the morale for everybody, she said. We did get a lot of phone calls and emails and everything from people excited that they could now come in and actually sit and have a few drinks. Lifting of those drinking restrictions has precipitated other changes at the business, like the rollout of its Friends of Strath concept, which has started with ciders and West Coast wines from other BC producers being added to the menu. Within a couple of weeks, we hope to roll out a few cocktails to go with that, Parisian said. For our beer-drinking friends who have other friends that prefer wine, there's something for everybody. Strathcona North is also expanding its hours and opening brunch service as of March 1. We're going to be doing brunch on weekends and holidays, she said. The business is open from noon to 9 p.m. on weekdays, and 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on weekends. But expect to see Strathcona expand its hours going forward, especially on weekends, as their new lounge license allows them to stay open till around 1 a.m., Parisian said. She added that she's looking forward to the ongoing construction to wrap up at Lonsdale Quay, hopefully by the summer. We're really excited to have our neighbors all open, and no more boards on the walls, no more construction and drilling, she said. We want to see all of the food outlets open, and I think it'll be good business for everybody. nlaba@nsnews.com twitter.com/nick_laba @nicklaba.bisky.social Want to stay updated on North Vancouver and West Vancouver news? Sign up for our free daily newsletter.